Are you ready?
I've been ready.
Don't give me any of your crap.
Come on, we're wasting people's time.
Hi there. Thanks for diving into Two Peas Same Pod, the humorous podcast of family unity that proves we're all in this comedic roller coaster of life together. Here are your hosts, the father and daughter duo, Eric and Tova Weinstein.
Hello, welcome to Two Peas Same Pod.
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo!
A father-daughter podcast.
Father-daughter.
Featuring me, Eric Weinstein, and my daughter,
Tova Weinstein.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us again for this new episode.
Thank you, new listeners, too.
Appreciate some of the feedback we're getting online via email, etc. Anybody wants to share some thoughts on 2P Same Pod, you can find our email address. It's eric@2psamepod.com or tova@2psamepod.
You'll
and that would
it.
Be the number 2psamepod.com. Like when you're eating peas from a pea pod.
No, when you go to the bathroom and you don't pee, it's number one. It's not number one, but it's number
two.
Thank
okay,
you.
Jeez. That was a challenge. So welcome. Thanks for joining us. And this is sort of a free form podcast about father-daughter nothingness.
I know.
We did have a serious discussion in our last episode, but here we are today.
Maybe a little more unserious, hopefully.
So Tova has a list of things she throws at me.
Just going to throw them.
Totally unexpected. I have no idea what's coming.
Did you see that video I sent you of Trotterman on Instagram?
Oh, was he playing the guitar or something?
Yeah, you clearly didn't watch the video.
I saw outside. I saw it. All I saw was a quick pan.
He was like playing with his band on like the top of one of the houses on the main street in Amherst. So like when people were driving by for Blarney, they were like playing.
That's
and
what
stuff.
It was. That's oh, like, so that's like the Beatles.
He's pretty good at.
Oh, he's excellent.
Yeah, he's really good at.
He performed with Gene Simmons from Kiss. The rock band Kiss.
Yeah, he's really good. And then the video, they like zoomed in on his like finger, like, and yeah. He was going crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's like the Beatles on top of the Abbey Road studios back in the 60s or the early 70s.
Yoko Ono.
Well, we talked
yesterday,
about her.
All my troubles.
She had nothing to do
so
with that.
Far away.
But we did talk about how Aunt Jan and Uncle Alan were friendly with Yoko and John, which is kind of cool.
I was referring
I'm only 3 degrees away from every Beatle.
Two of them are dead, no?
Yeah, the old joke used to be, what's going to take to reunite the Beatles? Three more bullets. Now just two. But I
just saw the video of JFK getting shot and killed.
Oh, I don't let go. Yeah, do not see the movie JFK with Kevin Costner.
Why?
Because they show like the real photos when they bring him to the hospital.
Is this like brain blown open?
And half his head's gone, yeah.
Yeah, and her, what is it? Her outfit's in like a museum, right?
Yeah.
With the blood on it?
I don't know.
They need a good dry cleaner. We have a good dry cleaner.
The president?
Yeah.
Needs a good, I'm sure the president has a good dry cleaner.
We have a good dry cleaners we can recommend.
That would be Royal Cleaner in Framingham.
And how long have we been loyal customers of theirs?
Decades.
Yeah. I think, that's like OG. They should have like little stamp cards for visits.
For every 10 visits, get a shirt cleaned for free or something?
Yeah, something like that. That'd be good marketing.
Yeah. They also have tailoring there, which is where I get my pants shortened.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right in the right-hand side.
I didn't know that you get your pants shortened.
Okay. So what else you got? Come on.
I got that my new 13th reason. Something's going on with the Amex lounge. I asked Josh about this when we were at dinner the other day.
Yeah.
He starts talking and then I sometimes like zone out. But I asked him, I saw on TikTok that this woman went to the Amex lounge and then they wouldn't let her in. She said she got denied because she didn't have like any upgraded seat. Apparently.
Yeah, but that's not for us.
I think she said she had the platinum card.
I went and looked at the actual Amex site.
Okay.
Basically, since we all have the card, we all have the access.
Yeah.
It's whether you qualify for like certain guest levels and complimentary guests versus paying for guests.
Oh, so maybe like she was bringing someone else.
I don't know what
the
circumstance with her was, but we still have our access.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Then
don't you worry.
I was about to go on this whole spiel. Remember, here we go. So we went on the cruise. This is our most recent cruise that we went on.
Yeah, so about 14 months ago.
And they just love making our flights after our cruise. Literally the latest flight you can get out of the airport.
No,
they love doing that.
No, I don't love doing that.
They love it.
I don't.
They love it. So
but
we
it's
spend
what we
the
got.
Whole day in the airport. We spend every second in the airport because they take our luggage from the ship.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're stuck with your carry-on. So what are you going to do? Just like, I don't know. So you kind of have to go to the airport. But our disembarkation time was...
We had like one
like
of the last...
45?
No. We had one of the last ones. It was like 9 or 9:30 because we were on one of the last buses to the airport.
Okay.
But yet our flight wasn't until 8.
Yeah.
I think our flight was earlier, but it got delayed. I think
yeah,
we were at 6:30 and it got delayed till 8.
whatever the case was. And so we go through security, and it was a zoo there that time, right? Another cruise had just gotten off at the same time.
It's always a zoo at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. But let me say, in Boston, they'll let you into the lounge.
Oh, yeah. They don't care. Be like literally like homeless, they'll let you in.
But in Florida, apparently they were imposing the 4-hour rule.
But this trip made me hate Florida because this is the same trip where I got stopped for my empty grinder. Okay, people, the story that we talked about.
And so, you've had other bad experiences in Florida.
Oh, yeah. I got a UTI. I went to urgent care, and then I was down there to see my papa, and he thought it might be contagious. So I went right back on that plane home.
Oh, yeah. You were so angry.
I was upset. I was like, yeah. I came down all to see papa, and then I got a UTI, and I know you can't transmit UTIs.
But he was worried.
Yeah, he was worried. Rest his soul. I think I was upset because I was like, this is probably one of the last times I get to see him and I have a UTI. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I think my flight, we changed that flight so I could go back early. Something happened I was supposed to be on Delta, so I was going to be able to like hang out in the lounge. But my flight ended up, we boarded and then we unboarded. So I hated that whole airport experience. Oh, yeah. And so
that was in
anyway.
Tampa, though.
We get to the airport like 9 hours early. I walk right into the Amex lounge just thinking like we'll be able to like relax. I have Wi-Fi. My Clash
Clean
Royale.
Bathrooms.
Yes, my Clash Royale on my iPad wasn't loading while we were on the ship. So I was like, I finally get to play my game.
Tragic.
I finally get to play my game. And we walk up and we're like, oh, yeah, hand them a ticket, hand the Amex. And she was like, oh, sorry, our policy changed. Now we only let people in the Amex lounge. It was three.
Was it three? Okay.
It was three.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was three because we couldn't get into five.
She 3 hours before your flight. I'm pretty sure we got to the Boston lounge more than 3 hours early because you guys love to be early for your flights. But that's one of the perks. We get to just sit in the lounge. We're on time for our flights. We get to the gate like 10 minutes before they board so we don't have to sit with the coughing commoners. It's perfect.
See, that's the point. I don't like that feeling of being late, that feeling of worrying about being late, that panic.
Yeah.
So I like to get to the airport early. So it was nice in Boston.
That's your OCD.
It is. That's nice about having lounge access, that you can just walk right into
a
lounge. Yeah. Free food, free beverages, clean bathrooms,
coffee.
And nobody coughing all over you.
Yeah. It's nice. But no, 3 hours before your flight. So I was like, since when was this a new rule? She like gave me some attitude. And you were like, I think I was being a little nasty
because
we had just gone through like security. And I was like, when was this going to be an enforcement? Was anyone going to tell me when they enforced
this
policy?
They don't do this in Boston.
I know. It was like, we just flew from Boston and this policy wasn't enforced then. And then I logged on to like, I think like the Amex like customer service lounge access.
This is such a first world problem.
I know. I was like, this is literally, I sound terrible even talking about
you
this
do.
Right now.
You do.
But we had to sit in that airport and we're like next to airport sushi restaurant. We had to sit, 6 hours until we could even spend another 3 hours in the same airport, just in a different part of it to catch our flight.
With clean bathrooms.
So don't ever travel to Florida. Florida freaking sucks. Florida's actually terrible. And I think I had just gone to Fort Lauderdale with Nick.
Oh, yeah, that you had gone junior year. Then
we went to Fort Lauderdale twice.
Hold on. Then you went to Fort Lauderdale your junior year for spring break. Then we went through Fort Lauderdale for that cruise in January. And then you went back to Fort Lauderdale to take the same ship.
Yeah.
2 months later.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think actually, and in that case, I think the timing worked out and we actually paid for Nick to have lounge access with you so that you guys could go up to the lounge.
But now, would that not be the case?
Now, I'm not exactly sure how it all works. But you also have Premier Pass access.
What about the, what's that lounge called? You know what?
Oh, the Centurion Lounge.
Centurion.
Yeah, we don't have any airport that we go through that has a Centurion Lounge, though. I think Tampa does
now. Yeah, Tampa does.
But we haven't been there since they opened that. Hey, go easy, they kill them.
So rude.
All right, so what else you got?
I got Kate Middleton's missing.
I don't know if she's missing.
Oh, she is missing. She was last seen December 28th at 6:30 heading towards King Edward Hospital. 19 days later.
I think just recently, like within the past week, not her photo that she posted allegedly that was photoshopped.
Yeah, she posted a picture with her kids that was photoshopped that the British, like, news outlets posted and then they took it down. That's like unheard of. Like they don't usually like take it back. They reach back out to her saying, can you submit another photo? And she was like, oh, I edited it, blah, blah, blah.
Did she? Did
no.
she really?
And
yeah, it was
so
edited
she
by
said
inserting
that
her
she
face.
She was admitted for abdominal surgery, but people are saying that Sarah Rose Chamolito, do you know her?
I have no idea what you just said, but okay.
But apparently there's rumored to be a mistress of Prince William, so that's Ooh. Like kind of going on right now, and they're thinking this is going to be like a whole Princess Diana. Kate's been absent for 2 months. No one's seen her.
Well, I thought the paparazzi caught her leaving the palace the other day with him in the back of a car.
Maybe it was a body double? I wrote these notes on Sunday.
I don't know. Has he seen his wife? Why would he be cheating on her? It's like Christie Brinkley's husband downloading porn. Has he seen his wife?
Christie Brinkley.
Remember we talked about that several episodes back. About
I
how
just know that I think, is that Christie Knows Best?
No.
Oh.
Christie Brinkley.
I don't know that one.
Anyway, she used to be married to Billy Joel.
Okay. Anyway, what's up with this House of Representatives vote that passed that TikTok's going to be abolished?
You know I'm not a big TikTok fan. I would love it if they got rid of your TikTok.
I can't, because he says that he's not a TikTok fan, and then I peek over, he's on Instagram Reels. That yeah. is tick. They just take TikTok videos and put them on Instagram. You know that?
I don't think so.
Say goodbye to your dog videos. Yeah.
Clarence, my buddy Clarence, the black lab.
Wait, apparently there's a controversy about the dog at the Oscars.
Oh, what about his name is Messi?
Messi. People are saying that he snubbed a seat from someone.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was funny. If you had hung around to the very end of the Oscars broadcast, the funny thing was they showed Messi pretending to pee on Matt Damon's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, because Kimmel and Damon have this friendly feud going on. They each like punk each other. And so that was like Jimmy Kimmel's little punk action at the end. It was very funny.
Who's Messi's owner?
I don't know.
Well, we need to find them.
That dog was funny. I thought that they showed the dog was clapping at one point.
Yeah, but apparently there's controversy. But who wouldn't want
a Yeah, who doesn't want a dog there? Come on.
Apparently.
I'd rather have the dog than Will Smith.
Let me show you. Free People just came out with new shorts, and let me just show you.
This is great for a podcast where nobody can see what's going on. You're showing me pictures, but you haven't showed me anything
they
yet.
They said micro shorts are the trend of the summer.
For women or men?
For both.
No way. Micro shorts. Yeah.
The other day when we were at dinner for Josh's birthday, Josh was supposed to go to dinner with Grammy, but Grammy ditched on him, so we took him out to dinner. But I dropped on everyone that me and Nick got some concert tickets.
Yeah, who's the clown you're seeing?
Zach Bryan.
So she got these concert tickets. Now she's going to be paying for her own car insurance.
No,
and her own
I'm
gas.
Not. I saved. I haven't spent any money of my own paycheck to put aside and do something. That
no, because
I
you're
want.
Always spending our money.
In that, but this is something that I want to do.
Okay, I want you to pay for your car insurance and gas. So that's what I want you to do.
But these tickets were
expensive. Very.
Are they?
For some clown I've never heard of?
I dropped it on them and I like couldn't actually tell if they were like actually like shocked. Well, me and Nick with like ticket insurance, just in case like it gets canceled, I think it was like $1,200 and change.
That is insanity.
I know. When they first went on sale, they probably wouldn't be like, I had to get them on Ticketmaster. And you know they bump up the prices and stuff.
I will say that I don't know of any band out there right now that I would be willing to pay to see at that level.
And the kicker is Nick doesn't even like country.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Nick.
Yes,
what is wrong with you?
No, he loves me. He loves Zach Bryan. I listened to Zach Bryan throughout the night to fall asleep to instead of my Joseph anymore. And
there's a Technicolor Dreamcoat soundtrack.
You know what that reminds me of? Watching, I think we talked about this already, but watching just movies of the same movie on repeat.
Yeah, over and over again.
Because the Sky High clip just popped up on my TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
See, if TikTok gets abolished, we won't be able to reminisce on memories like this. But we were laughing about how at the end, what's the evil things? Dark something. But the enemy... The whole thing is that they shoot a gun and it turns the
the people into babies.
I think they call the gun the pacifier.
Yeah, or there's just like a million babies. They're loading babies like onto a bus and they're like, wah, I got your baby. Like, what?
Sky High, another all-time classic.
Cousin Greg.
Cousin Greg from Succession.
Can't you see it? He's glowing.
Oh, he's
sidekick.
His superpower, his special superpower is he glows.
Okay, but that came in handy when they were in the vents.
That's true, but now I think we just gave away the whole plot.
No! How? People can't put two and two. I fell asleep during Dune. Let's talk about Dune.
I don't want to talk about Dune. I have no interest in Dune because who's in Dune? Timothée Chalamet.
Oh my God. I can't watch anything with him in it. Like, he has one of those faces you want to punch.
He does. He just has a puss.
I can't believe him. You know who is dating?
Zendaya.
Kylie Jenner.
Oh, I knew that.
That is vanilla. That is very vanilla.
I don't know. Why would he want to be in any of the Jenner Kardashian?
No, I'm saying for her. Like, he's so vanilla.
He's just so whatever.
I don't like him.
I have zero interest. It's like him.
Is he the main star of Dune? He is, yeah, right? He's like the, well, we started watching it and he's like the son of something, yeah. And like, I don't know.
I have no interest. But like for
he
actors.
He popped up out of somewhere. It's he's like, an industry plant. He like literally popped out of nowhere. He's Willy Wonka. He's Dune.
He just has this look in his face. Same thing with like Miles Teller. I am not a Miles Teller fan. Okay.
I'm not really either. That actually.
It's kind of, well, because we're two
Miles Teller. And then who else kind of has, but who else is like one of those people you want to like kind of punch in the face?
That's our new topic here. Yeah. Who you want to punch in the face?
Punch that face.
Tom Haverford. What's his name?
Oh my God. Aziz Ansari.
Not a fan.
Isn't he a pedo? He's like,
No. But he was like, he was like a predator a little bit, but somebody his own age. Allegedly. I don't want to throw him under the bus.
He roofie people?
No, that's Bill Cosby.
I loved Bill Cosby and Fat Albert.
Yeah, but
hey, get out of my way.
Okay,
that movie was so good, and I'm gonna sing a song for you.
All right. You know that Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids was developed as Bill Cosby's doctoral dissertation topic.
Really?
Yeah, at UMass when he was at UMass.
What? Like he just created?
He created that cartoon and that whole thing about life lessons and whatever, and because his doctorate's in education, and he did
it. Education.
He educated himself
on all the ages.
I guess he also educated himself on what it's like to be in prison.
Is he in prison?
He was.
I'm
surprised
he hasn't killed himself.
No, he's out. He's old. He's in his 80s.
So we got those concert tickets. I'm very, very, very excited.
All right. Are we going to address that first world issue?
Are we going to address the Oscars at all? Or?
Well, we did a little snippet the other night.
We did.
So I'm going to put that up as a separate broadcast. I maybe already have by the time people are hearing this one. But I actually thought the Oscars were relatively decent yet informal. So I like Jimmy Kimmel. I like Jimmy Kimmel a lot. I think he's a good host. I think he's better than many of the other hosts that they've had in the past. I like him actually better than I like Billy Crystal. And I like the fact that they dropped those stupid like things at the beginning where like they put the host in a clip of the movies that are nominated. So Billy Crystal.
They did that. They put him in Barbie.
I don't remember that.
They literally put him in Barbie. That was like the first scene was him talking to Margot.
Oh yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. So I like Jimmy Kimmel. I like his hosting style and his like sarcasm.
Yeah, wasn't his like kid in the hospital?
I don't know.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, his daughter had a heart defect when she was born.
Like
yeah,
he seems like a nice.
So I like him. I thought what was interesting is that in the Oscars in the old days, all the old actors and actresses would be there all dressed up in really fancy clothes. It was like the biggest night of the year for these people. And now you got Ryan Gosling with no tie and a shirt wide open.
John Cena.
John Cena, you know, for that bit. But, you know, then you got The Rock who's not wearing even a tux.
I just didn't see The Rock.
He came and presented. I
Moana.
Think you may have bailed by that time.
I dipped so fast. It was like the Buffalo Chicken. Just came in.
Buffalo Chicken Dip, yeah. I thought there were a couple of things that were too much. I know some people liked it, but I did not like when they would bring out five previous winners of the award to make tribute to each of the new nominees.
Halle Berry.
Not Halle Berry. What are you talking about?
Didn't they like Meryl Streep?
Oh, there I think you're right.
I think there was like a woman one or something.
Oh, there were a couple of women one, both for best support. Every,
I think it was supporting.
Every actor and actress category.
It was Divine. It was the category that Divine won for.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it was nice to see some of the previous winners, like Sally Field came out. You don't know who she is. Sally Field and Jessica Lange. It was nice to see some of these people. But it was just too much. It was too patronizing, I thought. Mm. And some of them were
it was like culty. It was like praising them who have won in the past.
And what was weird is like some of them were over-the-top tributes, and others were just like throwaway tributes. So it's hard to explain, but like somebody would say, oh my God, you know, you inhabited that role, and you had a vision, and you executed that vision in a way that has never been done before, blah, blah, blah. I worship you. I stand at the altar of Mahershala Ali or whatever. But then you'd get to the next person who would say, just did a fabulous job. I enjoyed watching your movie. And so it was just, it was weird. It was just
what
weird.
What was up with people being mad at Emma Stone for like thanking her daughter or something?
I have no idea.
I don't know. There was some
that was a little bit shocking. I thought that woman, Lily Gladstone, I think is her name, from Killers of the Flower Moon. I thought the upset.
I think people thought she was going to win. People, I think, are happy that Emma Stone won because she, like, made the movie. But people said the movie without her wouldn't have been, like, anything.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that movie. It seems just very weird. She's, like, a Frankenstein monster creation of Willem Dafoe. But she has a childlike brain, and she has, like, this awakening, both sexual and otherwise. And it's just the weirdest thing. I do like some of the people in it. I like Willem Dafoe. I like Mark Ruffalo, but
Ruffy. Wasn't he in
Roofy?
Friends?
Roofy! Shout out to our past episodes.
Why are you a Debbie Downer?
What?
You're such a Debbie Downer because I'll send you like TikToks like that trend. Parks and Rec.
Don't like that trend.
It's like rip. I think I wrote one. It's rip Leslie with a love crumble cookie or rip Tom Haverford with a love Tesla.
It's like. Or rip. Hold on. None of these people are dead. And it's
their
like,
characters are.
Okay, so their characters are dead and we're paying tribute to what they might like in modern, current
exactly.
time.
Yes, exactly. That's the joke.
Okay, but it doesn't resonate with me.
Why not, though? We love Parks and Rec. Ron would have loved hating Taylor Swift.
I think he would have.
Yeah, because you resonate with that because we don't like Taylor Swift.
I just don't resonate with that whole line. I didn't like that trend when it was with Modern Family characters. I don't like it now with Parks
that
and
one
Rec.
Is rip Claire, she would have loved fitting an entire wine bottle into a Stanley for a walk. Or rip Alex, she would have loved the New York Times Wordle game. That one's like, why don't you like this trend? It's funny.
I don't know. It just doesn't resonate.
Rip Jay, he would have been so excited for this year's election.
He's just as old as the candidates.
Rip Joe, Florencia Joe.
Florencia, what did they say?
He would have loved self-checkout.
That doesn't make any sense. The kid was little.
He hates people. I don't know.
He was a little kid.
That one's funny. Right. Oh, can we talk about the blonde at my gym?
I don't know anything about this, but
this will be our last topic for today. I'm in the locker room, and after I do my workout, I'd like to go in the dry sauna.
We've talked about
not
that.
The steam room, the dry sauna. I was in the dry sauna. There was another older woman in there. I hear this screeching.
Oh, yeah, you did.
From a kid.
This. Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is that? I look at the woman.
Because
the
dry
like,
sauna is your peace and quiet.
Yes.
Your and zen
like,
moment.
I'm like looking at her with like widened eyes. Like, you know how you do. And you're like, what? Mm. You're like, what is that? And you're like, oh, my God. And so I'm at the sauna and I can see out the door. And I see a child in a stroller just on their iPad, just sitting in the middle of the walkway.
This is right outside the sauna.
This is outside the wet sauna. So the wet and the dry sauna are right next to each other. Okay. I'm in the dry sauna looking out the door. The wet sauna is right there. So I can see the baby in front of the door of the wet sauna. So I'm looking and I'm like, what the hell? People are walking around this baby.
Like, how old is this baby?
This baby, I'm not joking, couldn't walk. Like it was in a stroller. The stroller was facing this baby, probably like one.
Okay.
Can one-year-olds walk?
No. They're learning to walk at that
probably
point.
Like one. And so I'm sitting there. This baby's yelling on this iPad. You can hear the the audible iPad noise too.
Yeah.
Over the baby's yelling. You hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm like, what the hell? Like, get this child out of... So I see this kid outside the dry sauna. They're making noise. I'm like looking at this other woman, still rolling my eyes. The door opens and now the stroller is in front of the dry sauna. And this blonde walks in, just head held high, closes the doors, just staring at her kid. The kid's on their iPad, literally yelling. People are like walking around because it's the dry sauna, the wet sauna. And then when you take a left out of the dry sauna, it's the shower area. People are coming from the shower after the shower. People are going to the shower. The baby is in front of the door in the way and it's yelling. The iPad's loud. I'm looking around. The mom comes in, just sits right back down.
In the dry sauna.
At the dry, the baby's still audible. The baby's still loud. I look at her. I look at the baby. I look at the woman. I look at my Apple Watch because it is 15 minutes, but I'm going to stay in the sauna just to see how long this mom sits in the sauna with her kid just out there screaming, disturbing everyone's peace. I'm going to wait. So I wait. She's there for like 5 minutes when someone else walks in. Oh, is that your baby? I look at her and I just leave this. I was so done. I go, is that your baby? Yeah, your baby's making a whole ruckus, causing a mother freaking scene right now. Get her out of the sauna. Like, you can, it's just a piece of glass separating us. Just a piece of glass. And so
is it
like,
just a piece of glass?
Get your kid and leave the lock. Go to the family locker room. I'm so serious. They have a family locker room for a reason.
But no dry sauna in the family.
No dry sauna. So what? You have to sacrifice some things. But that's what you bring in your kid to the gym. You maybe know, oh, I probably won't have time to like go in the sauna. If she's like being fussy, like I'll take her out of here. Like not just, come on, people. The gym is someplace for people to relax and like get away from their kids. They have a kids academy. You can bring your kid there. You can go in the family room. It's not supposed to be disturbing other people's work. You know what? My membership should include no kids, a cost with no kids.
Okay.
They should not offer family memberships anymore. You know what?
Even though it's a family.
I'm going to write to Lifetime. Can you help me draft a letter?
I'm not drafting that letter.
Help me draft a letter.
I'm not. But that's why we choose Princess Cruise Lines when we cruise, because it tends to be less kid friendly.
And they have like a separate pool area. I'm sure they have that on multiple on others.
I'm sure they do.
But they have like a nice bar and pool, separate hot tub and sanctuary area.
Yeah, I mean Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, and Carnival, they tend to be very kid friendly.
But I don't think they're very like they'll just let kids in the 18 and older like pool section. Like I feel like on Royal Caribbean, kids can go anywhere.
Oh, even
if it's like off limits, like they'll just kids like think they can do anything.
But on Princess, you have that with the retreat or the
sanctuary. Yeah, the retreat is like the pool, and then the sanctuary.
Yeah, so
like
you have the retreat. You have to be 18 or older or 21 or older to go in there.
You should show ID. Should show ID to go on the cruise trip. Who wants to be stuck on a floating boat with a child?
Plenty of people
enjoy
that.
See, if dogs can't go on, then.
Oh, there
children
are cruises that let you bring your dogs.
Really?
But yeah, they have an area like fake grass where they can poop and pee.
Are there cruises where you can smoke weed?
Probably not.
No, because now places are cracking down on it and like getting, like Carnival has been like cracking down on
it. Smoke,
even Penjamins.
I don't know what that
which
is.
Which is the vape pens that are bad. No. That are highly
concentrated. I mean, it's terrible. Anything that has a flame or smoke or fire, anything that is an implement that would smoke is very high risk on a boat.
Yeah, I was like yesterday years old when I found out that any smoke, like even like if it's a barbecue, any smoke is bad for you to breathe in.
Yes.
Like I thought like it was just like tobacco or like nicotine. I don't know. I just thought like certain plants, like the smoke that came from them were like very toxic. I didn't know that like any sort of smoke from a fire, from a barbecue, is bad for you to breathe in.
I don't know where you come from.
Dad, but I thought it was bad to breathe in secondhand smoke from
it is terrible.
A cigarette. You hear secondhand smoke the most relating to cigarettes.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, cigarette smoke is bad. Weed smoke, some may say, is bad.
Yes.
Breathing it in
some
secondhand.
Some may say.
But like, outside of the fire, you're not wearing masks. You're roasting marshmallows. You're not thinking about that. People are just nonchalantly at their barbecue breathing. Back me up, listeners.
Okay, so on that note...
On that note...
We're going to sign off from this week's episode. This has been Two Peas.
Same pod, and let's try not to have the fire alarm go off at home and scare Franklin this week.
Until next time, America.
See you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Two Peas, Same Pod, hosted by Eric and Tova Weinstein. Please subscribe and join us next time as we continue to share humorous anecdotes, funny mishaps, and comical observations from our own lives.
Two Peas, Same Pod is produced by 1253 Studios, bringing always humorous and sometimes thought-provoking conversations to you through your favorite podcasting sites. Creative Content and Marketing Director Tova Weinstein. Executive Producer and Chief Editor Eric Weinstein. Music by MBB. Find his work on YouTube by searching for MBB Music or at mbbmusic.com. Special thanks for the intro, outro, and trailer voiceover to Jordan Rich of CBS Boston Radio and Chart Productions, providing audio and voiceover recording and production, as well as podcast production and support. Visit Jordan at chartproductions.com. Funding for Two Peas, Same Pod is provided by the Law Office of Eric Weinstein and listeners like you. Please consider subscribing and supporting this podcast. Until we meet again, this was Two Peas, Same Pod, a 1253 Studios production.